word this morning. We've got us about 20 minutes, and we're going to stay at it pretty quick. Vital signs is what we're talking about, signs of the last days. You know, it's that month of October when people get goofy, get all spooky and all that kind of stuff. And for years I thought, okay, if you're going to get spooky and goofy, I'll get that way too. I'll look at sort of spooky things in the Bible, sort of last day things that, you know, I tell you what, they'll shake you up, man. They'll shake you up. Today, let's look at the vital signs, the EKG of the church. Can you say that with me? The EKG of the church. Basically, a little church checkup. We want to do a little checkup on the church and see what we can see the heartbeat of the church is today. And what's it going to be like in the last days? I'll let you sort of look at it today, and you compare it with what the Scripture says the church is going to be like in the last days. What will the church look like and be like in the latter days? That's what we're talking about. Timothy says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having, say it with me, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." Say it with me. "From such, turn away." I'm going to take a quick break right here, Rod, just for a second. It's interesting how many people that come from up north and they come to fellowship and they tell me they appreciate the ministry of fellowship because you preach the word, man, and you know, and you stand for the Bible and all that kind of good stuff. But then they say, "Because my church back home doesn't do it." When are you going to wake up and turn away from people that aren't preaching the word? Say, "Well, grandma went there." Well, I'm going to tell you something. Don't be surprised if judgment doesn't fall on you. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Why in the world would I keep going to a church where they're not preaching the word of God? I'd rather go hit the golf ball on Sunday morning. I'll be honest with you. That's exactly what I would do. But there are churches that preach God's word, okay? So often we get stuck in our tradition, stuck in our spot. This is where I've always gone, so this is what I'm always going to do. I tell you what, friend, the Bible's pretty clear on it. If a church just has the form of godliness and they're not preaching God's word, it's an okay from God to go, "Hello, goodbye." Amen. "I'm not getting interrupted. Sit down." "No, ma'am, I can't get interrupted right now. I'm preaching. Sorry." "Okay, give that to Brian, but I'm not going to get up on the stage right there. Thank you. Appreciate it. Shh, let me finish. Okay, I'm preaching. Thank you, ma'am." Here we go. Y'all listening? Stay right up here. Don't let it. Uh-uh. Got it? Yes or no? Y'all with me? Say amen. Here we go. Right there. Here we go. Having a form of what? But denying the power thereof, from such what? All right. Pray for me. You know, I can't even get off on anything. Help me. Come on, right here. 2 Timothy, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and what? Doctrine. For the time will come when they'll not endure what? But after their own lust shall heap to themselves what? Or preachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the what? And they'll be turned unto what? Fables. But watch thou in these things," all these things. Say it with me. Say it again with me. Say it one more time. "Do the work of an evangelist, make full what? Proof of your ministry." Okay? Last days. It's going to get tough having church in the last days. Amen? I don't understand it, because I actually have a good time here. You understand? I have a good time. But one thing that I've done over the years, especially since I've become at Fellowship, I've just determined I'm going to preach God's word, whether you like it or not. And you know what I'm finding? People come to Christ, people come to, or get back right with God, or they've been solid in Christ, or whatever. But you know what? I'm finding God has some people that like that. God has people that need help. They're not full of themselves. They're not looking, no, blah, blah, blah. They come, you come, many of you come because you're like me. You need help, baby. Amen? I need to grow. How many sin this week at least once? Can I see your hand? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So we need the word, don't we? Amen? Say, that's what I need. And so that's what I've done. Just try to keep doing that. Don't do it perfect. Sometimes I mess up. But the bottom line is, I think that's why I really enjoy coming here, because I get to preach the word with liberty. I have absolute freedom and liberty. It feels great to teach God's word. That's the truth, man. So we don't want to ever turn away from that. In the book of Revelation, Jesus appears to the apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. Jesus is already resurrected. He's gone back to God the Father. He has some kind of appearance or vision to John. According to the book of Revelation, this is what is written. And Jesus tells John, I want you to write what you see, and I want you to send it, to say it with me, to seven what? There are seven churches listed in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. They're actual real churches. Keep moving. Okay? He gives specific messages to each of these seven churches. These are literal letters. Say it with me, to what? Literal churches. But they're also a revealing or unveiling of things to come. What does the word Revelation, book of Revelation, what does that word Revelation mean? It means a revealing. Here's a way you can understand that. Revelation, revealing. Got it? Revelation, revealing. Or unveiling of things to come. So he writes these seven letters to literal churches, but they're also an unveiling or a revealing of things that's going to come in the future. That, I firmly believe that. Let's look at the last two letters of the seven. I only have 15 minutes to do it. Let's try it real quick. What can we learn about the church in the last days? Let's look in the book of Revelation. Let us see the EKG of the church in the last days. Here we go. First of all, say that with me. The church of what? All right. Did you know? I know. How many are close to Philly? You grew up near Philly. Can I see your hand? Well, this ain't the church you went to. Here we go. This was one way back. All right. Revelation 3:7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy. Listen very carefully. He that is true. He that hath the key of David. He that opens and no man shuts. And shuts and no man opens. The word Philadelphia means what? We knew that. Now listen, a better definition of Philadelphia is the love of brothers. Say that with me. The love of brothers. How does that sound as far as a church goes? Doesn't it sound great? Say, the love of what? I love what Coach Southwell told me a couple of weeks ago. Coach told me, he said, Pastor, it takes me 5 minutes to get to my seat. Because when he comes in that back door, he could walk because he's a teacher here. You can walk from there to right here and be there in 30 seconds. You do it all the time. But when he comes on Sunday morning to Fellowship Church, it takes him at least 5 minutes to get from back there to up here because of the love of brothers, because of the love of sisters that hugs his neck, that encourages him. That's good stuff. I thought that'd make a great T-shirt. It takes me 5 minutes to get to my seat at Fellowship Church. That's the truth, isn't it? Amen. And if you're not used to that, well, you need to realize that's a good thing. The love of brothers, that's what it means. Jesus says, this is from me, this letter. I am the Holy One. I'm the true one. I have the keys. I am the one that opens and no man shuts. I'm the one that shuts and no man opens. He says, I'm the ultimate authority. That's what he tells this church. What does Jesus say to this church, which I believe could be a picture of churches in the last days? I know your works. I've set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. He says, I know your works. Do you think Jesus knows our works? He says, I've set before you an open door, opportunity to reach others, to help others grow, to love other people. For thou hast a little strength, but you've kept my word you've not denied my name. So far, he's saying pretty good stuff. He says, you have little strength. How many feel that way sometimes? Just a little bit. You've kept my word, though. You've confessed my name openly. Jesus promises this church, I'll exalt you above the phonies. And they're going to know that I love you. Look what he says. Behold, I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I'll make them to come and worship before thy feet. And say it with me. And to that I have what? Loved you. Amen? That's a good thing. I want people in this town, in this region, I want them from down Sarasota all the way down to Fort Myers, all the way over to Arcadia, when they hear of us, I want them to know, I want them to think, God sure loves those people. God sure loves that church. God sure is with that pastor. God has helped that man. God has been his strength. Amen. When he was weak, he kept going. That's what I want people to say about me. I want to say that about you. I want to be known as somebody that God loves. That's a good thing, ain't it? Say, we know God loves everybody because he gave his son for everybody. But I tell you what, God loves those who stand for him, who love him, who care for him, who confess their sins before him, who try to live for him. There's a special kind of bond. I want that in my life. He said, I'll keep you from the hour of temptation. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I'll also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man can take your crown. And that is, we believe with a firm belief that Jesus Christ will come again one day. He will rapture us. I don't understand all that, but I believe the Bible teaches it clearly. And us that love him, us that know him, we're going to go be with him. Now, whether it's we pass away and we're going to be with him, or he comes again, the key is I'm going to be with him. Amen? Jesus promises this church, I'll make you a pillar in the temple of God. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon you my new name, he tells this church. And I'll write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. So, how did that church sound? Somebody tell me. Sound pretty good? Say, count me in. I want to go to that church called the Love of Brothers. If I hadn't named this thing Fellowship Church, we might just name it the Love of Brothers. But then the sisters would get mad. Amen? But we do say that, don't we? We love, and we love, one more time. We love, and we love. Now act like you mean it one more time. We love, and we love. Sounds like the love of brothers to me and sisters. Amen? You might wonder why you love people, why you love on people, why you hug people, why you touch people, why you care for people, why you give for people. Because that's what we're supposed to do. Amen? That's the kind of church I want to be. You know, yeah, but you look funny, you dress funny, you talk funny, you act funny. Fine. Yeah, I do. But do I love you? And do you love me? Good. Then I'll just keep looking funny. And acting funny. You know what I'm saying? Because what really matters to me loving you and you loving me and us loving this community for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff. Now, in the last days, there's going to be a true church. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we've arrived, look at you, talking about you. No, but this is what I aspire to be like. Amen? I want to be a true church, not play church. I don't want the folks that come in and pull these trailers in here and unload and haul and sweat and work their tail off to do it just so I can get a paycheck. Okay? I got a big enough mouth that I can get a paycheck another way. You know what I'm saying? We want to do this because we love God and we're sincere and we really care about people. And because we need it personally. You understand? Okay. About out of time, but we're going to make it. In the last days, there's going to be a false church. Let's look at this one. The church at Laodicea. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning and the creation of God. Laodicea means people what? Or the judgment of what? Philadelphia, the love of brothers. Laodicea, the judgment of people. Philadelphia, the love of brothers. Laodicea, the judgment of people. If people come in here and feel judged, we got a problem. You listening or not? If you're used to doing church that way, find another church or change your ways. Because you're killing us. You hearing me? The church of Laodicea means the judgment of people. How many of us have all sinned? All come short of the glory of God? Sure we have. What gives us the right? We can be fruit inspectors. Well, then go get a job for Dole or something. Okay? Or a fruit company somewhere. That's not what we're about here at the church. Amen. Yes or no? You think people need judgment more? They need love more from God's people. Love. Amen. Okay? We'll preach the word. It'll do the job. Amen? Come on. I like the old song. I catch them, God cleans them. I catch them, God cleans them. We'll put the signs out. We'll put the donuts out. We'll love on them. We'll do all that stuff. We'll catch them. God cleans them. Try to clean a fish sometime by just talking bad to it. You're a bad fish. It ain't happening. Amen? You can catch them, but somebody's got to clean them. Amen? We don't need to be judging people. He says, I'm the Amen. I'm the faithful and true witness. I'm the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus talking about himself. He gives the church no what? Commendation. He gives them no commendation, only condemnation. Did you know the church at Philadelphia, he gave no condemnation, only commendation? What would you rather have from Jesus? Good job, well done? Or would you rather have judgment? You're pathetic, you stink. I choose one, number one. He said, I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were one or the other. Cold is good at times, hot's good at times. But in the middle, what good is it? So then because you're lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'm going to do what? Say it with me. Vomit you out of my mouth. Okay? Nasty. Okay? I will vomit you out of my mouth. That's what he's saying there. Does that sound like, do you want to go to church and when you leave going like, Jesus just vomited us up all over the street? Say, you want to look at your little red sticker on the back of your car and go, me neither. Amen. Because you say, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I don't have need of nothing. And you know not that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. You say, I'm rich? No humility. I'm increased with goods? No Bible. Don't need the Bible. I don't need anything. I don't need you, Jesus. That's not the kind of church I want to go to. Amen? Full of self, full of stuff, full of bull. I don't want that. Amen? Jesus says you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're naked, you're blind. Wow. I don't want him to say that about us. He gives some counsel. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and I advise you to anoint your eyes with eye salve that you can see. He tries to help them. What's all that mean? Buy of me gold, white raiment. Buy of me or get from me gold, white raiment, and eye salve. Think of, say that with me. Gold, white raiment, eye salve. Gold, white raiment, eye salve. What does that mean? Here's an idea. What's gold with God? Faith. 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 The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says without faith it's what? Impossible to please God. So the deal is this. If you want to, you know, the only thing God receives is faith. We think he receives works. We think he receives money. We think he does this. He does that. When in his word, he says, believe on me. Gold with God is faith. When you become self-sufficient as a church and you think you can just do it yourself and we don't need you, God, see, there's no faith. There's no faith. The beauty about us doing this building debt-free is it's requiring me to have an amazing, incredible faith. I've always been weak in the faith department. And God is saying, man, you're going to be strong in the faith department because you're going to do this debt-free and you're going to depend on me and you can't depend on anybody else. And by the way, I want you to tell them to give it cheerfully and they can't keep it. What? He's growing my faith. Amen? That's good. What's white raiment with God? White in the Bible talks about the righteousness of God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. But he washes our sins away. We become white as what? Snow. But if we think we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. Isn't that what the Bible says? Sure it is. What's I salve with God? The forgiveness of God. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of what? Sins. What did the blind man in John 9 say? He said, I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I... What's been the favorite song down through the ages for many, many years, a couple hundred years? Amazing Grace. That's good. No wonder it stayed number one. Amen. That's what it is with God. Faith in God makes you rich. The righteousness of God clothes you and makes you unashamed. And the forgiveness of God opens your eyes. Hallelujah. Good stuff. The EKG of the church, we're done, but we're going to play a quick game. We got to play the game. Are you ready to play a game? Yes or no? Here it is. What is his name? Howie Mandel. I'm no Howie Mandel, but anyway, here we go. Deal or no deal? Here we go, baby. And where are the pretty ladies? We don't have them. Amen. Here we go. Just me. Here we go. Deal, the love of brothers. No deal, the judgment of people. Deal, humble. No deal, proud. Deal, believes the word of God. No deal, doubts the word of God. Amen. What church are you? What church you want to go to? I want to go to this one. Amen. Deal, confesses Jesus openly. Diminishes or denies they even know Christ. Faith. Money. Give us your money. Money, money, money. Righteousness. Sinfulness. I want the deal. Amen. Y'all listening? Deal. Forgiveness. Blindness. Raptured. Hallelujah. Left behind. I don't care what your church name was. Heaven, hell. You mean people go to church or go to hell in a heartbeat. Amen? You can come here and go to hell if you don't believe, because faith is what with God? Gold. Amen? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he wrote this to the church of Laodicea. I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Amen? Jesus stands ready if we'll give him the opportunity to come in and change our life. It's incredible. Amen? Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Good stuff.